Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
The average cost for health insurance has jumped €480 over the past 2 years. Dermot Good, health insurance expert, is on the line. Why is that, Dermot?
Good afternoon, Andrea.
How are you?
Yeah, it's down to claims, I'm afraid, and it's quite shocking because when I look back at the previous figures, I mean, back in last December, the figure was 1,750, and now it's basically jumped again now to just under €2,000. And I hate to be the, portrayer of bad news here, Andrea, but that's only up to the end of March. Rates went up with Laya and Irish Life in April. So we can only expect that figure to increase. But really what I'd say to all of your listeners is this is a wake-up call to everybody to make sure they shop around, because if people are paying €1,900 for semi-private cover, I mean, you can get amazing cover for €1,900, but too many people are stuck on old, dated schemes that they can actually buy now, sometimes with the same insurance company under a different name, for maybe €1,600. So really, it's a warning to everybody. Don't be complacent. And when that renewal notice comes in, you need to start phoning the insurance company.
But if you're locked in, though, I presume you should stick with the plan you're on, should you?
Yeah, you see, the good thing is, whatever rate you're currently locked in on, that won't change no matter what happens. So until your next renewal date. So all the increases that have happened since your last renewal and that will occur, you don't really have to worry about them until the next renewal. But when your next renewal notice comes up and half the market renews between December and February, when that renewal notice lands, you need to phone your current insurance company, first of all, and basically tell them your budget and sit back and don't worry about the number of plans and challenge them to find you a similar plan that fits your budget. And you might be shocked at what they might offer you, because a lot of people are just on their plans are just too old, Andrea.
087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. This listener, Dermot, has two kids, 9 and 7. Myself and my wife, who's 42, are all in Irish Life 4D Health. We love the day-to-day benefits, the eyes, the dentists, the prescriptions, etc. Claim regularly for any consultant or day cases as ongoing back and hip issues. We get regular injections, but the kids are healthy. Is there a better or similar plan that you'd recommend for renewal in mid-August?
Yeah, so here's the thing. This one is not straightforward. So in summary, they have very good cover with Irish Life, but that plan has got quite expensive. I'm nearly certain on the 4D Health 2, which basically is going, it's one of those plans, it's now €1,979. I would suggest this person checks out a new plan from Irish Life. Currently, it's called Health Guide 2, and Health Guide 2 is €1,700. It's also about €80 cheaper per child. So she could even split the cover. The other thing, though, that this member is going to have to watch out for, Andrea, Irish Life, we're expecting, are going to launch a range of new plans, possibly from the 1st of August. So there may be other options that this person might be able to avail of. I like their cover. It's just on the market too long. It's definitely too expensive for the children. But bear in mind, this member mentioned hip issues. They may have to stay on that plan, but I think they can definitely save some money and potentially stay with the same insurance company as well.
Another texter's policy is the Laya Simply Connect. It's now costing them €2,262 after the latest increase, Dermot. They're in bad health with hospital consultant and doctor appointments quite regularly, also heading for a hip replacement. Is there anything similar but cheaper?
Okay, so that plan equates to a plan called Simply Connect with Laya. And you just mentioned hip issues there now, Andrea. So here's the thing. That is probably one of the lowest cost plans you can get from Laya, where you will keep your full cover for things like hip replacements. However, I would suggest that member either stays on the same plan, because all the cheaper plans will mean a big reduction in benefits. But there's another plan with Laya that I'd like them to consider. It's called Prosper Advanced. Now, this plan is an extra €150. But on their current plan, Andrea, they only get 50% back on outpatient expenses up to maybe €500. On the new plan, Prosper Advanced, for the extra €150, they will get 75% back on everything, up to €2,000. So sometimes when somebody has something that's pending, sometimes it makes sense to pay that little bit extra. If I was them, I'd be on to Laya straight away and check out Prosper Advanced, and they will allow them to change mid-year if they like the look of that plan.
Oh, that's good. Listeners wondering, 26 years of age, currently taking off the family policy. What do you recommend there?
Now, this is a difficult one, right? So, you know, that lovely age when you're bulletproof and healthy and you have lots of other expenses. So I would suggest they consider a mid-level plan. And look, right now, the new provider Level Health has launched some really good schemes. They have a plan. It's probably the best value mid-level scheme. It's called Plan B 300. Now, it is €1,000. It's €1,027. They will get a 10% discount on that plan if they contact Level Health directly. I know that's a lot of money, but for a 26-year-old who might need, you know, a sports injury, they might need a day case procedure or a cortisone injection or something simple like that, those procedures can cost up to €1,500 in a private hospital. So I would suggest they check out a plan like that. And the key thing is, come off the parents' policy, onto that plan, no break in cover. They can always upgrade their cover in the future, but that's the type of plan I'd be starting with.
Listeners 35, married, no children, Dermot, doesn't have health insurance but wants to get some, doesn't have any health conditions at the minute, but they do want to get fertility assistance, you know, by way of part of the plan. What policy would you recommend?
Okay, for a 35-year-old, and based on what you said there, like, they could take out mid-level plans with all the insurance companies. They're around like €1,000, like that Level Health plan, or €1,200. I would prefer, Andrea, they start with a corporate plan, because they're going to have expenses based on what you said. So right now, there's a very good corporate plan with VHI. I think it's €1,505. I think it's called PMI 5210. PMI 5210. I would phone VHI. I would start with that particular plan and tell VHI exactly, you know, what treatment, what investigations, what medical treatment might be pending. And they'll explain exactly what's covered, what's not covered, how long you have to wait. But for somebody who's in their mid-30s, yeah, a corporate plan, because they'll get 50% back on lots of routine expenses on that plan. I would start with that scheme.
Now, you mentioned at the outset the reason our premiums have gone up £480 in some cases over the past 2 years is all down to insurance claims. Listeners wondering, with regards to submitting your insurance claim, they've had a couple of medical issues. They submitted the receipts, got very little back, now due to undergo a couple of more procedures. Are they better off putting all of the receipts in separate? Do you get more back, or should you bundle them all together?
No, they actually, it won't make any difference whether they do it individually or put all the receipts in one bundle and send them in. So whatever benefit they're entitled to under their plan, they're going to get that irrespective of how they submit the claim. I would be concerned, Andrea, that they're not on the optimum cover. So if they're not getting back at least 50% or even 75%, it sounds like the plan they have doesn't have what we call day-to-day cover, or maybe a dated scheme. So if there was any way they could text you in the name of the plan, I'll try and help them. Or even if they want to send it in after the programme, I'll try and basically direct them to another scheme where maybe they might, for a little bit extra. Sometimes, I know we like to try and save people money, but it's all about adequacy of cover. And sometimes paying a little bit extra can get you a whole amount more in terms of extra benefits.
Well, perhaps if that listener wants to drop us an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com, we'll make sure to podcast this chat with Dermot. Hopefully it'll be of help to some of our other listeners that might have missed it as well. Health insurance expert Dermot Good. Thanks a million, Dermot, as always, for your time here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.